Hi, it's Mac. Just listened to Hi-Fi George's response on or the audio that I did on our multimedia brains, and of course I listened to Simon's SM2N's response on that, and yeah, it is true exactly what Simon said. The incidents that I gave where the brain painted or replayed, I should say, the pre-stored visual memory of my movements as I recorded the boom. And Simon went on to mention where he had first heard an album, a favourite album of his, on the steps of, I think it was a university or college, I can't remember. And how he agreed with me basically on how our brain works. It's such an amazing creature. I mean, it's storing stuff away, squirreling it away in little archives that we don't even realise it's doing. And the funny thing was that after listening to Simon's book, I had thought, because I think Simon made reference to people that could see, couldn't see, and I thought, you know, surely people who can't see would still have a similar way, or their brain would still have a similar way of recording incidents in time that they were not conscious of it being recorded of. And then, as I said, I just listened to Hi-Fi George's response on that, and it was great because obviously George has lost his sight. I can't remember whether George was always without sight or not. I can't remember. I'm just I apologise, George, if I got that wrong. But George explains how his brain still records all those things that happen, even though you can't see. And that's the intriguing thing about the whole brain, the whole complexity of our brains, is that I would imagine, now I'm not blind, so obviously, so I'm just talking off the top of my head here, that a blind person's brain would be recording, say, smells, sounds, movements, noises. So for example, instead of me walking through the park recording a boo and then my brain replaying the visuals precisely back to me without me even asking it to do it or thinking about it, it just does it, then I'm imagining that person without sight, if it had been me recording with my eyes blindfolded, in other words, no, I don't think that would be suffice because I wouldn't be trained. So let's take a blind person, as in Hi-Fi George, walking through the park and recording his boo. I'm imagining that the brain would still record things that wouldn't be recorded, obviously, by the eyes, but possibly wouldn't be recorded by the other senses because the eyes are dominant. As Simon said, the eyes are dominant. And they would be recording, and people would say, yeah, that gurgling noise, that was when I crossed the bridge, or that hollow sound on my footsteps, that was the bridge, or the rustling of the trees, yeah, I remember that, that was at that point. So, it's an amazing organ, isn't it, the brain? Absolutely amazing. I mean, it's doing things and recording things unconsciously, and storing it away, and the greatest thing about it is, to my knowledge, it's as complex as and understandable as the universe, where we can't understand the complexity and the vastness of the universe. The brain goes on. There doesn't seem to be an end to what the brain can do. It just goes on. And apparently, and I'm not no expert on this whatsoever, but apparently the brain, if it needs to create more space, it adds another hard drive or another flash drive or thumb drive, another archive section in door 41B. We'll record that in there. We'll make a new one, you know, just as you would make a new folder on your iPhone or your PC. The brain just, oh, I need some more space here, and off it goes. But you're not telling it to do that. It just does it. Isn't that amazing? It's an amazing, amazing thing. And apart from doing all that, it's controlling every action, every movement, every involuntary motion within our body, hearts, lungs, telling you when you want to pee. You know, it's great stuff. Great stuff. And I'm really pleased to hear the responses, because stuff I hadn't really thought about. And it'd be great to hear what other people have to say. I hope someone else joins in. And from maybe another field. I mean, we've got all our senses, me and Simon. George has lost his sight. I wonder if other people who have lost maybe one of their senses and but still has their sight, if you know what I'm trying to say. And I can only imagine that it will still be recorded, but how it does it, who knows? Can never understand our own brain power. That's a new one, brain power. Instead of your own power, brain power. I'll stop for a moment because I'm giving my brain a rest. It'll remember that I recorded this poo in my garden, taking a break from power washing my monoblocks, standing in my wellies covered in muck, my knees covered in muck, my shorts covered in muck. But the birds singing and the sun being out. That's a good enough memory for me.